Welcome to The Buzz with ACT IAC, your source for the hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Join us each week to hear insights from government and industry experts, stay informed on the challenges facing the public sector, and gain access to valuable reports and thought leadership. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm your host, Brian Whitaker. I've been working in the federal government space for more than 10 years. I was always struck by how there's a tendency to build things to help people without ever talking to those people about their needs. In previous roles, I worked on customer experience projects to implement customer-centric approaches to solving problems. And if you're listening, you're probably familiar with ACT IAC and their mission to bring together government and industry partners to communicate, collaborate, and learn. So in these episodes, we'll talk about best practices in customer experience and examples across government of how public servants are doing customer experience well. This episode features Leilani Martinez, the branch chief of the Content and Outreach Division at USA.gov and USA.gov en Español. USA.gov, often called the front door to the U.S. government, is an online guide to government information and services. USA.gov en Español is available for Spanish-speaking communities and offers content specific to the community's needs. In this episode, Leilani talks about her role in launching USA.gov en Español, how USA.gov played a part in the COVID-19 response, and the importance of not only creating content for the community, but also with the community. Thanks for tuning in, and here's the conversation with Leilani. All right. Good morning, Leilani Martinez. How are you?
Good, Brian. Good morning to you.
Great, great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with me today and offer up your experience with our listeners. So how about you tell us a little bit about yourself? What's your title and where do you work?
Thank you, Brian, for having me today. So yes, I'm Leilani Martinez. I am the branch chief of the Content and Outreach Division of the Public Experience Portfolio. That's a long name, but we are also known as the USAGov program, and we sit within GSA's Technology Transformation Services.
Excellent, excellent. And what inspired you to join public service?
So I joined public service in 2004. I'm going to start dating myself. And really, what inspired me was the opportunity to have a direct impact on the public, especially underrepresented communities, such as the Spanish-speaking community in the U.S. So I joined the government to help launch what we know today as USAGov en Español, the official website of the U.S. government in Spanish, which is the Spanish language counterpart of USA.gov.
Amazing, amazing. And tell our listeners a little bit about USA.gov and USA.gov Español.
So USA.gov is really the front door to the federal government. So we guide people and help them navigate the government space anytime, anywhere, any way they want. So our bilingual platform actually consists of a few different components. We have the websites USA.gov and USA.gov en Español. We also manage Bo.gov, and we also have several outreach channels that we manage. And that includes social media, email marketing. We also have a blog, and we also manage a contact center.
Now, this is pretty amazing. I am very curious, how common would you find a site like this, you know, a section of an organization like this across government?
In terms of USA.gov and USA.gov en Español.
En Español. So,
So we are quite unique in the government space because really our mission is to aggregate information from across the government. So we really have the opportunity to kind of see what's happening across the board, right? We touch and cover many different topics, many different areas. So really our job is to facilitate the connection between the public and the government. And when it comes to USAGov en Español, is really we are working, our customers are the Spanish-speaking audience in the United States. There are several agencies that have Spanish language websites. Some are more comprehensive, some are deeper, others are smaller in scope, but there's quite an attempt in government to serve other underrepresented communities and to really serve them in their language and in their culture.
You know, we've already been through about a year of life with COVID, right? What has that last year been like for you at USA.gov Español, and how does customer experience fit in?
So it's been a difficult year, right? It's been a difficult year at the personal front, also on the work front. But I have to say it's also been rewarding to be able to help people directly. So as I mentioned before, USA.gov and USA.gov en Español are kind of that the front door. It's where people many times come to try to figure out what government information or what government service is available to them. So it's been difficult because as the official website of the US government, we've been able to see and hear firsthand through all our channels what people are going through. So for example, in the early days of the pandemic, many people were coming to USA.gov and USA.gov en Español asking questions about health and safety and travel restrictions and unemployment benefits and other social and benefit programs. So they were calling us, they were emailing us, they were actually putting questions on our social media accounts asking about where to go. They were desperate, they were in dire need of government information and services. So in 2020, actually, we saw more than 107 million visits to our site. And that's actually, just to put it in context, is 101% increase in traffic compared to 2019. And I just want to clarify, that's the result of the pandemic and also the presidential election. Mm-hmm. People were coming to our platform asking a lot of questions about voting and elections, but a lot was the result of the pandemic of COVID-19. And some sections on our site were seeing quite a spike in terms of number of visits. And I want to mention those to you because they're quite relevant and very telling in terms of what type of information people were looking for and needed to have access to. And those included unemployment help, food assistance, and help with bills.
Yeah, I've got to agree. This last year is definitely trying times for a lot of families in our country. So that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, one thing I should mention, if people are really interested in kind of learning more about the data we've been collecting and analyzing, and we use obviously a lot of that data to really inform our content and engagement strategy. So throughout the whole year, and we continue to do this, we update, tweak our content, work with other agencies to ensure we're providing the most relevant information on our sites. But actually, one of our recent blog posts on blog.usa.gov really show kind of, we did a visualization of our data to show how the needs of the public evolved over time. Because as I mentioned before, at the beginning of the pandemic, people were looking a lot for information around unemployment and international coronavirus cases. And that morphed and evolved into people trying to get more information around the stimulus check, testing, housing assistance. And recently we're seeing an increase in the topic of vaccine and returning to travel.
It's so great that you're paying attention, right? You're listening, you're looking at the data, hearing and understanding what, you know, the American public need and what they're interested in, and then sharing that information with the appropriate agencies or bureau that can potentially take action on that, right? And also
correct
their message.
Correct. And I think that's part of our kind of a customer experience effort, right? Hearing from the public and making sure that's driving the strategy, because we want to make sure that we use that internally. Right. Or our own channels, and to ensure that we have the content and the information and the answer. So when people come to us, we know that we need to refer them to the CDC because they have the right information on that particular search or question, or we send them to HUD or whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. But also, yes, we've had the opportunity to share some of these insights and data with the appropriate agencies.
Amazing. It's great to hear, you know, government making such strides to respond and show up in that moment that is most necessary for the American public.
Absolutely. And USAGOV is considered, designated by DHS as the official lane of communication during times of emergency. So we take that very seriously. And really, we couldn't do it without having access to this data, both quantitative and qualitative, that we analyze on a regular basis and that we can then share within the organization and also with others across the government.
So USA.gov and USA.gov Español sounds like a very customer-focused, customer-centric organization. What was your first introduction to customer experience and in what context?
Great question. So I started my government career, I mentioned 2004 earlier, but actually I came into government in 2003 to help support the launch of what is now known as USAGOV en Español, and really to help develop and grow that site. And one of the first things I learned and we learned is that we couldn't really do a mirror translation of USA.gov in Espanol. Just translate USA.gov, make it USA.gov in Espanol, and we launch. We realized fairly quickly by talking to customers and to Spanish-speaking community that they had very distinct needs. And there was information that they really didn't have access to or didn't know about. So we were not calling it CX at the time, but we were actually doing focus groups. We were actually attending conferences and outreach events. And it became quite clear that they had different level of familiarity with the US government. They needed at times more context, more background on certain topics. And also their needs were quite different. So on USA.gov in Espanol, a really popular topic has always been anything related to immigration. We don't see the same kind of thing on USA.gov and USA.gov, the English one. So we knew we had to tailor our content and really work with others to make sure that content was quite comprehensive. So in 2004, we actually launched a survey, an online survey on the site. It was one of the first online surveys actually in government. Mm-hmm. And it was great to see on a regular basis the feedback that we were getting from the public, both in the English and on the Spanish side. And it helped us validate some of the decisions we had taken. And at times we realized that we were not really on the mark, that we needed to make some adjustments to the site. So that's when I think of CX, we were not saying CX at the time, but that's really what we were doing. We were working really closely with this community, especially on the Spanish language site. I remember even talking to CBOs, nonprofits that work with the Spanish speaking community in the US to understand their needs and to be able to take that into account when developing content for the site.
That is great. And I know, you know, that specific connection with the community and understanding the nuance of just translating the website is not enough, right? You've actually got to engage with that community because the needs can be different. That's great insight. And it seems like you've been on the cutting edge and the leading edge of this for plenty of years now. So kudos to you all in taking that time and connecting with that community.
There's great people across the government though, doing wonderful work with communities, LEPs, limited English proficient individuals, who need this information. So kudos to the whole community, because there's many people in government doing this work and they've been doing it for more than a decade.
Okay, and based on your experiences, what role does customer experience have in the future of government?
So I'm gonna make a connection here with USA.gov and this question, because USAGOV represents all of government. Mm-hmm. And when people come to USAGOV, they're coming to the US government, right? Mm. So when they come to our platform, either by visiting our websites or engaging with us on social media or calling us through the contact center, they are interacting with the United States government. So CX will really be key to help people navigate the government and for the government to simplify the experience as a whole. Something we say a lot in USA.gov is that people don't know how government is organized and they shouldn't need to know. So we've made some attempts in trying to create a seamless experience across our channels. So for example, we have one repository of information that feeds both our websites and the contact center to ensure that people get the same information. Doesn't matter which way they communicate with us, either coming to the website or either calling an agent on the contact center or chatting with an agent, they're going to get the same information. So I kind of extrapolating that to kind of a bigger scale, I think there's really big opportunities for government to create a more integrated experience across the board. And one of the things that sometimes I think about is how can USAGov maybe support that? But by being a platform that integrates not only information across the government, but also services. So the public doesn't have to go to many different places to get a transaction done. It will require, of course, collaboration and technology, but I think it will really help facilitate the experience of the customer, of the public, when they're going to get something done with the U.S. government.
I love that idea. I think that's amazing, right? There's so many different services and processes that are out there that require the American public to engage with multiple organizations within the government. And how do we make that seamless? How do we coordinate and make it easy and less burden on the American public to get something done? So
I agree. And I think when we already have certain platforms, and that's why I mentioned USAGov, there's already a connection when people find USAGov. And we hear it when we listen to our contact center calls. People are calling the U.S. government. They don't really need to know all this kind of divisions that we have on our side, right, to work the way we do. They come to us because they need something from us. They have a need. They have a problem. They need an answer. And it would be great if we could kind of integrate some of those experiences. So when they call us or when they come to us, we can just help them right away and not have to transfer them to the next group or to the next agency. And I think there's a role for USAGov there as well to help kind of map that journey for the customer and then bring agencies together and see what we can do to really have a positive impact on the public.
Imagine that, an effortless and frictionless experience for the American public. I like it.
Absolutely. I also want to add the trust component there. I think there's a huge responsibility. There's a huge opportunity for all of us who work in government and public service to really build trust and to help people feel comfortable interacting with their government.
So we're coming up on the end here, and I've got one last question for you. I do feel like you've given us a lot of tips, you know, guidance and tools to consider here, but are there any sort of lessons learned that you'd like to share through your experience at USA.gov?
Sure. I think already I mentioned one, the building trust. That's a key one for me. I think it's a responsibility that we have in whatever we do, that we really continue to build trust with the public. But another one that's been huge for me lately, especially been thinking more and more about this, is that as we build and develop content, products, services, we need to always remember that we need to do this for the people and with the people, because we need to really take into account different points of views, perspective, backgrounds, and not only internally, but with the people that we serve. So the testing that we do of our products and services, the designing of these products and services are done in an equitable and inclusive manner. That's something that I learned in the past decade working with USAGov en Español specifically, that we cannot do this in a vacuum. We need to constantly work with these communities, and that needs change. And something that we designed and developed 13, 14, 15 years ago needs to be constantly reevaluated and adjusted, but we need to do it in collaboration. And then the third thing, and I already kind of alluded to this during my conversation with you, Brian, is that as much as possible, we need to work together as one government. I think that's going to be key for our future. And as you mentioned before, the public wants a seamless, easy, empathetic experience when interacting with the government. And we all have a role to play to make that happen.
Amazing. I appreciate the time that you took today, your insights and sharing your experience. This has been an amazing session and a great conversation as well. So thank you so much, Leilani, and talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having us. Good luck.
And that's a wrap on The Buzz with ACT IAC. Join us next week for more hot topics and top issues affecting the federal technology market. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And follow us on Twitter at ACT IAC. More information about today's show can be found in the episode notes. For more insights, visit www.actiac.org. Thanks for listening.